Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Hundreds of federal workers are out of a job, and thousands more are bracing for sweeping layoffs.
We have here rule of the bureaucracy as opposed to rule of the people.
Speaking virtually at a World Summit Thursday, Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said entire federal departments should be deleted.
If you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back.
The long-term scope isn't clear, but CBS News has learned recent federal hires still on probationary status across several departments have received termination notices. Same for about 1,000 workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs as of yesterday. Democrats protested outside the VA.
9 million veterans are watching you give them the middle finger. And we're not going to stand for it.
U.S. officials have also confirmed that DOGE employees are examining the IRS, though yesterday President Trump told reporters he doesn't plan to close the agency.
I think that the Internal Revenue Service will be looked at like everybody else.
On a jam-packed Thursday that included meetings with India's prime minister, the president also signed an executive order directing his administration to look at imposing tariffs to match those that other countries put on U.S. goods. Critics warn it could hurt efforts to fight inflation.
Prices could go up somewhat short-term, but prices will also go down.
The president argued those reciprocal tariffs would level the playing field for American workers.
Oh, well, happy Valentine's Day massacre, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the day. Hope you are. There's no health care clinics in the South, so please have safe sex. Maybe you could take some of those, 50 million condoms that were sent to, Gaza? Is that the new conspiracy theory, or is that the old one from last week? Have we moved on now? I don't know. I can't keep up. Oh, woo, my head is spinning. So, today they fired over 200,000 people. And it's like it's like some dystopian, Netflix series or something, like that series Severance, which is very slow and creepy. But it's kind of like that where Neuralink puts a thing in your head that separates your work life from your personal life. That's kind of the premise of Severance. But this one is very, Big Brother Orwellian mixed with the Neuralink scenario where the very young new people who work in the Department of Education on things like special ed, because that's, that's what MAGA voted for, right? When MAGA voted to drain the swamp, they totally meant go after special education. They totally meant that. They were all about getting rid of USAID too. Not that they knew what it was. But, now that it's happened, they're totally, that's what they meant when they said drain the swamp. They meant stop feeding hungry children, stop, winning hearts and minds across the world. So much so that, terrorist organizations copied us. Yes. Hamas actually wormed their way into the hearts and minds of the people of Gaza by building things like, schools and hospitals and health clinics, copying the United States MO to win hearts and minds around the world. It's, something called soft power, right? And if you use soft power, then you don't have to actually, bomb the hell out of people. It's just a theory. It's done. It's over. It worked for 70 years? We're done now. We're done. We're moving on, draining the swamp. And we're draining the swamp of the VA. I know that's what those old white men meant when they voted for Trump. I know that's what they meant. When they said that the government was weaponized, they meant the Veterans Administration. That's what they meant. When they said drain the swamp, they said, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That actually, you know how, your phone will alert you to a transaction that doesn't seem like you? Do you know what I mean? Like maybe you only ever take out $100 at a time. Maybe you take less. Maybe you take 50. Okay, I do $100 at a time, and it, it's usually my cash for things like tips, like that. And if I take out anything more than $100 in cash for tips, my little phone will actually say, here's a notification from your bank, and this does not look like something you would do. This does not. There looks like there was a, you know, a check or a withdrawal for over $1,000. Was that you? And if you say no, then all of a sudden you don't have to pay for it. You're protected because you said, no, that was not me. Now, you will have to actually suffer through not having your debit card for a little while they send you a new one, but you don't have to pay. See, that's kind of like the job of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So I know that when Elon Musk said that America voted to delete the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, he was telling the truth. Most people want to pay for that fraud that happens on their bank account. Most people would love to be without government and pay the fraudulent charge. Yes, that's what they meant when they voted for that, right? And of course, this is a no-brainer. I know that this is what MAGA meant. I know it was. When they voted for Donald Trump, they meant to get rid of the board at the Kennedy Center Honors. They meant to get rid of the board of directors at the Kennedy Center, where one of my most favorite pieces of music, one of my most favorite live performances ever occurred on that stage. It was when Led Zeppelin was being honored by the Kennedy Center. Barack Obama chose to honor Led Zeppelin. You know, the president gets to choose. And he chose to honor Led Zeppelin. And Heart actually was selected to play Stairway to Heaven in front of Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, in front of Led Zeppelin, live on the stage to honor Led Zeppelin at the Kennedy Center Honors. And I know that's what pissed off MAGA so bad, that they just had to vote for Donald Trump. And I know that they voted to get rid of the board at Kennedy Center because of that performance, because that was so just woke or something. I don't know. It could be it, right? You know, you have two women fronting a very, heavy, I will say heavy, Led Zeppelin, if you consider Led Zeppelin heavy metal. Then you have Anna Nancy fronting a very, very, very heavy metal band, which is just too woke. So I know when they voted to replace the board of directors at Kennedy Center so that Donald Trump could appoint himself chairman of the board of the Kennedy Center. I know that's what they meant. And I know that that is how you get rid of waste and fraud. I know it. And obviously they voted to get rid of privacy protections, right? They voted to get Elon Musk, seriously, you know that this is what they voted for. They said this is what they voted for. They voted to get Elon Musk inside our government, not with forensic accountants or any kind of accountants, but with 19-year-old coders who write code into the system, right? In the name of beating back waste and fraud, I don't know, that's what they voted for, so that Elon Musk could undo what only Congress can do or undo. I know that's what they meant. They meant fraud. They meant they wanted a guy who had live investigations referring to his $20 billion worth of waste and fraud. You know, Elon Musk does have $20 billion worth of government funding, taxpayer funding, $20 billion worth of taxpayer funding that was being overseen and looked at and questioned by the IRS, tax breaks, the FDA, Neuralink, EPA, SpaceX. You know, it's so interesting that Elon Musk can blow up 19 of 20 rockets and still get government backing, where if NASA did that, I don't think so.